Welcome back to Deep Tissue Talks. So today we're going to talk about neck and shoulder pain. If you watched the first episode with Aaliyah Jenner, you will see that that's what she is complaining about. And in this episode, I want to explain to you why we can have those type of pain and what you could do about it. If you're a healer, please leave a comment. Let people know what is your specialty and where you are. I wish I could clone myself and get a treatment, but I can't. And so it's very difficult sometimes to find the right people for you and to know where they are and what they do. Now, I'm going to share with you why we have pain, especially through the system of fascia. And I'm going to explain to you what you could do about it. And I'm going to show you the exercise that I gave Aaliyah Jenner. I think it's important for you to understand that everybody is different, that pain comes from different areas, from different stressors, from different posture and emotions. And the exercise that I gave Aaliyah are the one that I made for her. I invite you to check in with your healthcare provider, with your PT, with your chiro, with your osteopath, and make sure that those are the right exercise for you before you try them. There is a lot of people that come to get treatment with you and they wonder why, when they tell me about a specific pain, why I don't start right away by treating that exact spot that gives them pain or discomfort. But when you understand that everything is connected, it's going to start making more sense. In the season one, episode one with Aaliyah Jenner, you can see that she has neck and shoulder pain, but I don't necessarily start by treating her neck. I am looking at her arms and her hands, her deltoid. And that's because of the analysis that I did before she even got into the table when we talk about what she does, how she lives her life, and how she feels and who she is. Everything is connected from your muscles, your emotion, your trauma, your pain, your posture, your work. Everything has an ability to put you out of balance and give you a discomfort of pain. So fascia is to me what makes the most sense in terms of how I understand our body and its way of dealing with tension and pressure and trauma and how it starts developing pain. So I want to introduce you to the world of fascia. And so for that, I'm going to need a little bit of help. Actually, I'm going to take my glasses off. I think I see better without them. So in my practice, I treat the body, the mind, and the spirit. For researchers, they define fascia as a web, like a spider web. It wraps around your muscles, your bone, your organ. It even goes through it. Now that you know that, imagine your body like a continuous piece of fabric. If you tug one end of your fabric, like if I tug my fabric, it could kind of like force me into a position and a posture. And that on its own can create tension and pain and compensation. In the episode with Aaliyah, I treat her hands, her arm, her deltoid right here. And that's because I think that everything is connected. She works a lot with her hands. She dances. She uses movement. She is also a leader. And so when you're a leader and you have strong opinions and you have to think all the time, you can have pain that gets stuck in your shoulders. So the next time that you think about your pain, start wondering, what am I doing over and over that could cause that pain? Am I sleeping properly? Because if you sleep 8 hours in a position that's not good for you, then your body is going to be forced to fight against it and so create compensation and pain. For Aaliyah, her pain was coming from further down. But for you, maybe it's your pecs or the front of your neck or even the bottom of your feet. Because remember, everything is connected. That's the mechanical part that I talk about, trying to understand the body and understand mechanically what is pulling your body out of balance. So let's dig deeper about this concept of fascia and that everything is connected. The fascia has many purposes and many functions. There is growing research now that supports a correlation between fascia and somatic pain, or also psychological pain, pain that is coming from an emotion, a trauma. And that correlation between fascia and emotion and fascia and trauma is something that has been really, really effective in my practice. In addition to that, fascia also play a role in proprioception. So what's proprioception? It's our body ability to sense where we are in space. Stress and negative emotion can overstimulate and activate the nerves in the fascia. And that overstimulation of those nerves can create tension in the fascia. And that tension can impact our proprioception. That can lead to movement compensation, to pain, and even the twisties that Simon Biles described. That's the somatic part that I'm talking about. Another key to try to get rid of your pain. Another important component that I work with my clients when they are open to it is the spiritual part of the pain. Fascia can be a bridge between your heart and your brain. It allows electrical and biomechanical signal to travel between the two organs. This is what Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Cretior, who is the director of research at the Heart Math Institute, or Dr. Gilbert from the Vesica Institute talk about. And they refer to it as the heart-brain coherence. This is where fascia act like an information highway. Some say that fascia is the envelope that consciousness arrives in. And that's the spiritual part that I'm talking about. We can talk about that in another episode too. That's a big subject. As you can see, fascia has a lot of function when it comes to pain. But at my level, I only treat the mechanical part, the somatic part, and the spiritual part, if you're open to it. When I was working with Alia, I could feel the tension in her body. A healthy tissue is supposed to feel like a wet sponge. If you have kids or a baby, touch their thigh, touch their arm. It's so squishy. It's so spongy. That's the quality that I'm looking for when I'm working with somebody. But as we grow and as we live life, that quality of tissue changes to adapt itself to the experience of life. When I was working with Alia, I could feel like sometime in some areas of her body, her muscles were stuck to each other. They were not gliding. They were kind of like one block. And so when I worked with her in that episode, my goal was to restore the gliding, was to restore the density of her tissue, to get it closer to this spongy feel that I'm looking for, to rehydrate it. I'm going to take my book back for this one. Tensegrity is short for tensional integrity. It's a model that explains how structures, and including our body, can maintain stability and balance through a system of tension and compression. To understand better this concept, try to imagine your body as if it was a tent. And because we're talking about shoulder pain, imagine your arms and your hands, your arm acting like the pole of the tent, giving it its structure and support, while the hands, they're going to serve more as the stakes. They're going to anchor your body to the ground. If one of those stakes is too tight or too loose, if one of those poles slightly shifts, the entire tent can lose its shape. And that is going to cause instability. The body and the brain is made to try to deal with those instability. And to do so, it's going to adapt to it. It's going to put your body in a position that is going to allow your body to continue to move and to continue to experience. But with that transformation, with that adaptation, because it's not normal, you might going to develop pain over time. To continue in the subject of neck and shoulder pain, if there is a tension or an imbalance in your hands or in your arms, it can pull the fascia and the muscles that are inside of it and affect the position and stability of your neck or your shoulders, just like when a tense support system is off balance. So if you can address those areas, you're going to restore integrity to the whole system so that the pain or the tension in the neck and shoulders can be relieved. I hope that you understand better how an imbalance can ripple through your entire body. Even though you might have neck pain or shoulder pain, the real problem, the real area that you may have to look at could be your hands, because you're using your hands too much, because you are typing on a computer for way too long and your hands get really tight. It has happened to me that I had a mosquito bite right here on my hand. I'm allergic to mosquito bites. And so it didn't heal right. I was itching it. I could see the scar tissue around this mosquito bite. And I could feel like it was getting really hard. What the scar tissue does, it's that it's going to reach out around and out of where it is. And by doing so, it's going to pull the rest of my tissue with it. And I started to have pain in my hands when I was moving it. And I also started to have more pain on the side of my neck. And I just couldn't understand why until I started to realize that that little mosquito bite, unless it was going to properly heal and unless I was going to break the scar tissue around it, is going to continue to evolve and create more tension in my body. So I worked with it just with my fingers once it was healed to break the scar tissue and to make sure that everything was gliding better on top of each other and around it. And so my pain gradually disappeared. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some of the exercise that I gave Aliyah to do for her specific pain and for what she's dealing with. That might not be what you need, but if you think that it's right for you, maybe you could try and let me know if that works for you. Something that I also use when I work with my athletes or my clients is a mantra. Mantra is a really powerful tool when you work on the somatic part of your pain. Why is that? It's because if you're really able to find the mantra that works for you, it can talk to some part of your body that is holding the pain and the emotion. And by working and self-massaging those pain, repeating this mantra, you're going to help the body heal from what probably caused that pain in the first place. So if you don't know how to create your mantra, I have a whole team that is now dedicated to it. So you can order your personalized mantra. It will come in about 2 to 5 days, and it's going to be completely adapted to your zodiac sign, your story, your experience in life, your goals, your hope, your fear, and your stressors. And if you can use this mantra while you're working on yourself, while you're working on the mechanical part of your pain, watch the magic happen. So if you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to describe those exercises, describe what tool I'm using and how to use it. But if you need visual, just check the Deep Tissue Talk YouTube channel, season 1, episode 2. And I will show the exercise that you can follow along. My goal is to inspire you to find answers and to take better care of yourself. I want to empower you to use the tools that you have to live a pain-free life. In the meantime, don't forget to breathe. try to ground yourself. Take a moment to thank your body to be this incredible vehicle that it is to help you experience life. Care for it. Feel it. I promise it will give back. You are in it together.